This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in. It's buy or sell time, Michael, and some of this I don't expect you to really weigh in on. So it's my nice way of saying shut up.
Bye.
Even saying that, I felt bad. That felt mean. The shut up word is mean. I don't like to say it. Buy or sell. I said this 2 weeks ago. I don't feel like the Nuggets are even a play-in team without Joker. Buy or sell. That the Nuggets without Nikola Jokic, with this roster, they could be a playoff team. Without Joker. Is this team, or are they playing with some kind of magic and some kind of will to prove all the doubters, maybe even me, wrong, that Joker's important, he's the best player on the planet, but this Nuggets roster said, hey, we got some good players here too. Buy or sell, they're a playoff team without Joker for a full 82 games.
I mean, judging from the last few games, perhaps. Or maybe they are the Orlando Magic.
They're the Nuggets. They're no. That
you just they could be the Washington Wizards.
Oh, my gosh. I just stop. Stop saying things. This is why you don't weigh in on this. This is why I asked you specifically. And now I don't feel so mad about it. I don't feel so bad about saying shut up. Buy or sell CSU stock on the hoop side. It's already pretty low, man. You're not going to get much for that right now. Can they turn
it
around?
What's the schedule look like coming up?
No, I don't know if they can beat Wyoming. They still got another game with Utah State. I don't think they played San Diego State yet. They got Boise State on Friday night at Boise. I think the stock's going down, and you know, I had the texter say, hey, they just need to get hot like they did last year and have a player step up like Neek. Newsflash, bro, they don't have that guy.
They can beat
Boise State. Maybe they can, yeah, maybe. Boise's
just
not as good.
Drag them off the floor.
Yep, there's that you said. Buy or sell this story. There's a rumor out there that Jordan Seaton used CU highlight footage, and the people that provided the footage were under the impression that he was going to use said footage to promote him staying at CU. Instead, he used that footage to promote him entering the portal. Buy or sell that story. Is that true?
Lawsuit.
No. Not a lawsuit. It's his footage of him. I mean, he can use it. It's with him in it. He's using it to. No, they're not. There's no law. Why do you just say things? You just say whatever pops in your brain. And it's no. CU is not suing Jordan Seaton for using footage of him to promote him going to the transfer portal. No. Why do you just say things? You just say whatever crawls around in that creepy little brain of yours.
Brownies.
I don't know what to do with you. I am at a loss. Is anyone looking for work? Is anyone out there looking for work? I'm serious. We are opening up a job application because I am entering Michael into the transfer portal. I'm entering you into the portal. If people want you...
I have a lot of offers.
I don't think so, but... Let's
Taco
see
Bell
what happens.
Has offered me.
I'll put you in the portal, and you can go to Taco Bell. Is there anyone we're looking for? A replacement producer, wanted ad, help wanted. Just be competent. Don't annoy me every 4 seconds on the show. That's it. You don't even know how to run the board. That's easy. You'll learn that as you go. Michael can do it. So help wanted. producer with some knowledge, like just barely knowledge. I don't need it to be much. You see what I'm working with here. Just a sliver. Like, can you be a person? Can you be a person? That's pretty much it. Faith says, I just entered the portal myself after the morning I had. Faith is definitely a strong candidate. And she's beyond what I'm actually looking for. She's overqualified, Mike. That's the thing I worry about. Because we don't want to be too good here. The cool thing about you is you make me look really smart. So I do enjoy that.
Faith, I could use an intern.
Tanner says, Derbs and I are not qualified. Just, it's like the old Saturday Night Live Jeopardy clips. Just say anything. Just say a word. It doesn't have to be a smart question, an answer to a smart question. Just say anything. Be alive. Be alive, and you will get the job. That's it.
Even a serial killer?
Go Poke says, where do I apply? That kind of stuff. Don't say things like that. Yes, but to answer your question, yeah. I'd probably be okay with it. If you killed a few people, I probably should know, or maybe we don't know. Don't do it anymore. And damn sure don't let me know about it. Like that, I'm telling you, man, the bar is so low that I just need you. Can you get here? Like that is the entire wanted ad. Can you arrive here?
The bar is so low, you could be Han Solo.
See, that's like that stuff.
You know, you encouraged like it by stuff. Saying, you say everything that comes to your head.
Well, you do. And it's just like, you blurt stuff out. Sometimes I worry that we're going to get in trouble with the FCC. You say things like that.
I don't blurt things out.
You accuse people of things they didn't do sometimes. And then you randomly throw out Star Wars references that nobody gets.
That time it was a Star Wars
Nobody reference. Gets it. Because not people that listen to this show go home at night and they watch games. And they read stories and they listen to the podcast and they consume sports. And then I got, you know, Hawaiian shirt guy back there.
The Denver Broncos Hawaiian
right,
shirt.
Right, but that's it. Like, you're obsessed with the Broncos to the point where it's annoying. And then you talk about whatever you did in your nerdery last night, which nobody wants to know. Because that seems like a really scary place to be. Very dangerous. Texter from the 970. How about Dixon? Yes. Dixon could work here. I absolutely, is he a person? Now he's a Chiefs fan. Vay before you was a Lakers fan, and that drove me wild. So, I don't know, maybe there is another rule. You can't be a fan outside of the teams. Like, you don't have to love the teams we're talking about, but you can't be, like, a diehard opposer. You know what I mean? Like, you could be a Bears fan. UNC, you could be a Chicago Bears fan, but you can't be like, see, Faith, I don't know. You're could you not bring up the Bears? Because Vay loved his Lakers. He and I got into some, and I love Vay, but he and I got into some heated stuff talking about the Lakers, Mike, and the Nuggets. So you can't be like that. How do you feel about me doing this on the air with you in front of me? It's very unprofessional. I get that. But I'm game planning my help wanted ad with you across from me. That's got to be a new low for how this business has been ran over the years.
I think it's hilarious.
Well, thank you for that. But it's too late to suck up.
Who's sucking up?
Well, Faith says Miles. Hey, Miles McClarity could work here. Heck yeah, he could.
I could use an intern.
Well, she said Miles could use an internship. He'd be good on radio, but he's a Clippers fan. But Miles is a professional enough because I've interviewed him. He's cool enough where I think it would work.
I met him once. He was cool.
Well, I interviewed him. He's got a phenomenal story. Faith has a phenomenal story, too. And that's how I think we got Faith to be a listener, was I reached out to Miles, and he came to the studio, and we sat down, and we did a podcast together, and it was awesome. He has a great voice for radio. So, yes, I think he could be in the mix.
I have to know why he's a Clippers fan.
Why are you a Washington fan?
I was born at the UW Hospital. I've said this before.
You weren't born. We all know that's a lie. You were created by the station here.
That's
the
true.
Electro currents or whatever made you.
My essence was formed out of the radio waves of 1310.
Yes.
While the old building was there.
Yeah, you became that. He said, Chris, I'm grandfatherly, cordial, and respectful. Yeah. Like, that's above, again, overqualified. Definitely overqualified for the job. Grandfatherly, cordial, and respectful. Yeah. What? Maybe able to use new hire for, what did we learn? Oh, we are currently conducting interviews in the back. Tanner texts me. Oh, you know, they're like, holy crap, there's a chance? Really? Michael's going to be gone? Sorry, man. Yeah, I apologize. You can keep your job until we find somebody better. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Hey, man, I give you a hard time, and you actually... You kind of sometimes maybe. Sean Keeler coming up next.
I can hear the guys laughing down the hall. By the way,
I can't do it. I'm trying. You do it. I just can't do it, man. It's just, I'm sorry, but you're doing it. You're doing it, man.
It's really keeling you to say this.
It's keeling me softly. Coming up next with Sean Keeler. We'll be right back.
Will the defense carry the Broncos all the way, or will someone else rise to the occasion? Hear Broncos games and talk on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Where's the regular music? Why?
I kept getting voicemail.
Oh,
so
you
I didn't
have Keeler?
Time to queue up the music.
You don't have him right now?
I do. I do have.
Oh,
him.
Oh, you do. But you weren't fast enough as a producer to do.
I'm
it,
no Miles
to do your job. Okay,
Sean. Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
Introduce me. Hi, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you take it from here.
Walking all over your Lee Hole. The iPhone update only tells me someone has called about 42% of the time. So
Same.
If you have an iPhone,
yeah,
this has happened with, you can't believe I never go on another station. When I have, I get this notification that so-and-so called you from Denver or Greeley or Buffalo or wherever. And I'm like, it never rang. What is going on? So I'm told that Albert Breer had the same issue at NFL Network, so it's not just because I'm a small-time fat guy.
Sean, wait a second. I'm still hanging out. You cheat on us? You actually go on other radio stations and shows?
I do, but they have to ply me with candy.
Okay, so yeah, you hook us up here, so it's good.
Yeah, it's all good. But, not often, though.
But this is your favorite one, right?
Oh, by far.
Okay.
I get to hear bumps. I get to hear bumps from Kevin Lytle and from Justin Adams. You're by far the favorite.
Wait, but that's because of them. You're not like complimenting me directly, Sean. That's what I was searching for. I'm fishing.
Well, I want the beard back, so whatever.
Oh, we're working on it. By the way, firing producer, so if you know anyone, we're literally putting a help wanted ad. Like, that was the whole segment last time. So if you know anybody, and seriously, job qualification, just be alive. Just be a person, and they could take
over.
That's
good. That's one of those that I'm actually qualified for. Breathing. I could do that.
We would entertain that.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Sean Keeler joining us. Keeling me softly, but yeah, we couldn't get the... You got Stone Cold there. You got a Stone Cold Steve Austin intro there.
Well, we're going to blame Apple for that.
Yeah, we can do that.
And it didn't pick up. So
robots.
Like, look, you're going right on. And I went, all right, good. Here we go.
Sean, when I bring you on, there's also stuff like I want to clear up too. I keep seeing this on social media on the Jordan Seaton thing. Is it true or false, that Jordan Seaton used footage that was created by the Buffs marketing team, and to their knowledge, they were under the impression that he was going to use that to announce that he was staying at CU, but he used it to promote that he was entering the portal? Is there truth to that?
I've had two people tell me that it was true, but I have not got it verified. So that is not print quality true, but not to say that. Are you saying the whole show has a different standard journalistically?
Yes, 100%,
yeah, 100%, Sean. Yeah, we have heard that. And in this wild world of this month and this portal, it would not shock me. It's
man, that's cold.
I don't know, man.
That's cold if that's true.
It is cold. And I think it was cold on a lot of levels. Not just stealing some footage and moving on for the highest bidder. I get a lot of, obviously a lot of blowback otherwise. I think that's a tough loss. I don't think you can spin that as anything other than a bad day at the office. I don't care if it turns into a Rutgers lineman or a Houston lineman. This is the best guy that's out there right now.
It's huge, and it's a huge loss for CU. And you know, in defense of Coach Prime, and I know we're going to talk about your story, the headline, CU Buffs transfer could be good for Jordan Seaton. It's a bad look for Deion Sanders. All true. However, you know, we're seeing that. It's all over the place. But for a coach that's kind of a bit, in the pressure cooker, so to speak, kind of, depending on who you ask, it's always, this is a worse look than if this were, you know, happening at Alabama or something.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the pressure cooker again. I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only people who are going to fire Deion Sanders are Deion Sanders and you know, and his maker. That's about it. I mean, CU doesn't have any administrator, certainly not Fernando Lobo, certainly not the president, certainly not Justin Schwartz. None of those guys have the stones to do what they have to do to stand up to Deion Sanders. He has become the program. He has become the university. You're Deion U now. That's how this goes. But it's not good. Here's why it's not good. Let me just ask this, and this is in the column that's up at DenverPost.com. Who's playing left tackle? Who's your most valuable asset right now on this team?
Yeah, it would be at this stage probably Juju Lewis, right?
Yeah, who's protecting his blind side right now?
Yeah.
Tell me who that is.
I don't know. The person that's going to probably apply for the production job here, maybe.
Right. Manning your board.
Yeah.
That's how that's gonna go.
Give him something to do.
You can't have a whole show without a board op.
Right.
You can't have a redshirt freshman. I guess he'd be. He didn't. I guess he could. Yeah. You can't have a redshirt freshman quarterback with a meh left tackle. And maybe they're not. Maybe I'm discounting the Georgia backup and the Rutgers dude and the Houston dude. And I would love to be proved wrong on that front. But boy, when it's come to doing offensive line stuff and building portal building offenses and defensive lines, man, that's been such a crapshoot with this team in the last 3 years. I think the skill guys, I think they've had a good portal. Let's just put that on the record. But they were always going to have a good portal because they had like 40 slots to fill. They went in there with a big old bunch of Toys R Us gift cards and said, speaking in metaphors, but they went in there looking to shop. Like they knew they had to get 40 guys. So they were going to get a big class, kind of almost like a year one kind of class, new coach kind of class, just on bulk. And they got some good dudes. Scudero can play. My own Miami kid can play. They got some good. The Texas dude can play. They got some skill guys where I can clearly see, again, they're going back to what works and what in their mind thinks works, and that's, I guess, Juju plus the best group of five receivers they can, in the group of five all-star team, which is kind of what some of those 24 receiving guys were, but you also had Travis Hunter there, and you also had Shador there, and you don't have either of those things now. So it's a good portal. I just don't know if it's like a huge net positive, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I think some position groups that Deion Sanders has recruited well and coached well are better or about the same, even though those guys, Omarion Miller, can play. You can argue that the wide receiver core got better. I don't think you can argue that the offensive line and the defensive line get better. And I think when you look at that and say that at CU, that's not insignificant, is it? Isn't that important on some level?
Yeah, well, I mean, for all the issues they've had, too. I mean, losing the good one, losing your best one, who's going to be like a multimillionaire now, is a big deal.
And your best in McPherson. And the guy, we didn't even talk about the edge rushers that they've lost. So it's kind of a it's good, but it's not like, oh my god, like, and maybe we'll say this in 5 minutes, the best edge rusher on the portal comes through and signs with them, I'll happily change my tune and say, all right, that's a pretty good, now you got, you know, like a Vaughn Miller type to go get you those sacks. Again, what worked in 24, you know, the best passing quarterback in CU history, the best athlete in CU history, and the best pass rush in the Big 12. Well, they were last, and, you know, they went from first in the Big 12 to, I believe, last or next to last in sacks. I mean, I know what they want to get. It's just a matter of whether you can kind of translate that on the field. Obviously, didn't last year at all, and so we're blowing it up, and we're starting over. I had this talk with a buddy who's a Buffs alum last night, and yeah, there's CU Buffs alum to speak to me, and God bless them, because I'm not rooting for them to. Joe Gieler, root for us to fail. No, I root to make my deadline. I don't root for you to fail. I root to do my job, which right now the university on every level does not help me with at all.
That's still going on.
It's not great. It's Deion. Hey, did Deion and Tim McCarver ever kiss and make up?
Yeah, that's true.
Not that Tim McCarver's a saint, but that's a topic for another show. But I was having this convo with a Buffalo, and I'm like, you know, you've got a whole new offensive system, too. You're getting a bunch of Sac State tailbacks who know how to run it, and that's good. You want those guys. And they should play a lot just from a familiarity standpoint, getting up and running. But you've got a lot of new faces that have to learn an entirely new scheme. I said, there's a possibility you might take a month to get that figured out normally. Now, that's not the way. You know, everything is microwave now, and now. But I'm like, you know, and you got to get Juju used to a new system where it's a lot more option-oriented, which is something we like. It could be good for the program, but is this something he's done a lot of? I don't know. I've had scouts tell me they don't know that he can run what Brandon Marion wants to run ideally. There are guys out there who can, but they don't know that's Juju. So if you take a year just to get that figured out, what happens if you're 4-8, 5-7 again? Like, how do you sell that? I mean, they can't buy him out. They don't have, you know, they don't have the courage. It's a bunch of cowardly Lions over there that can't stand up to him, anyone, anywhere. So what do you do? I don't know. I'm not saying that could happen. I'm just saying that it might.
Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. Yeah, that was fascinating. The timing of it was fascinating, but great read by you, available at denverpost.com. Sean, how's your guy? I wanted to ask you this. How's your guy Luca Evans doing, man? Sean Payton just likes to rip him to shreds, man.
Fine. Yeah, I don't know. That thing with Sean. Sean Payton is
kind of an arrogant guy, jerk, right?
Yeah, he's an easy guy to respect, and he's a hard guy to like.
Yeah, well
said. That
makes
sense.
Yeah.
And there are a few of those people in this market. There's a few writers in this market you can say that of, including those who've been around here a long time. They can be hard to like, but they do good stuff. That's Sean. I don't know. You know, I'm glad Luca laughs all it off. Luca's made a Teflon. You know, he just goes. So I just am curious why Sean has to pick on somebody, but that's Sean being Sean.
Let me ask you this. Like,
yeah.
When you get coaches and players, they really like to throw around. It seems like now more than ever, the whole like, well, you didn't play, so you don't know what you're talking about. And that's crazy to me because the world revolves around like critics, like food critics, movie critics. We all have opinions. How do you deal with that kind of stuff, man? Because we're seeing it more and more, and you're in these press conferences. You're around these people all the time.
And I've been called out, and there are times when I've handled it well and times when I have not. And the world has seen when I have not. And that's, again, a whole other show. Having done sports opinion mostly on and a little off for the last, like, 25 years, and I was a little older than Luca, but I was a young columnist once, and I've been called out many, many, many times. I was asked somebody, I'm like, what'd you think of this movie? Did you give me a review of this, you know, Shawshank Redemption or Ernest Goes to Camp? What'd you think of that? Yeah, somebody. And they go, well, I think it was crap. I think it was a garbage. Ernest Goes to Camp's terrible. I didn't like that at all. Or, you know, as an example, it's gives a movie and they'll give me their two sentences on this movie. I'm like, have you ever made a movie? No. Well, then why are you qualified in any way
right.
to speak on
this? Right, right.
Why are you qualified, Sean Payton, to review, you know, Schindler's List? Why are you qualified to say it's any good? But it's entertainment. What you are doing is entertainment. It's the same thing. They make movies. You make touchdowns, maybe, or points. It's all
well, sometimes, depending on the game. Yeah.
You make field goals. You throw screens.
Mm-hmm.
We are basically entertainment reviewers. That's what this is. We like it to be deeper than that. There are times when sports can and should be, in addition to being a great unifier, at a time when nothing unifies us. I think that's good, and that's healthy, and that's necessary. But one, to your point, criticism and fair criticism and commentary is an essential piece of the American experience and an essential piece of democracy and has been for like 1,000 years. If you don't like it, go coach somewhere else.
Right.
You don't have to be here. The amount of times I've wanted to say that to someone we've talked about already on this show, but haven't because I try not to be a butthead as much in public as a representative of my organization. The thing you have to keep in mind also with these exchanges is we also have bosses, and we have to be respectful of their standards and be professional and understanding in our relationships as representatives of wherever, Denver Post, pick your outlet. So let's just say there's a lot of times I can't say what I really want to say, but I do so because I respect my employer and I respect my teammates, and I care what they think. I don't care what Sean Payton thinks or what Deion Sanders thinks. The thing about this market is media in this town cares what Deion Sanders thinks. Well, some media. There's the dividing line, and there's a little project for you. I say that jokingly. Is draw a line of those media that cares what Deion Sanders thinks and doesn't care what Deion Sanders thinks and see what you get. And I'll bet it's a very much an age line and it's very much an access line. And those who do care get the access and want it, and those who don't, don't. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. It's very interesting. The whole thing, all of it. talk about Coach Prime, that stuff with Luka. Throughout the season, it's kind of comical, and it's comical how he handles it. Shout out to him, by the way, because he handles it really well. And I think you've handled a lot of this really well. I mean, you could be on roasting and toasting every single day on this, and you and I've talked off the air too. And you're like, hey, I don't want to get into all that all the time, you know. And I think you've handled that well.
Luka wants to tell stories. I want to tell stories. Sometimes I want to give my opinion, and their point coming back and saying your opinion has no validity. You didn't play. Yeah, I did play. I sucked. Moving on. Have you ever been a columnist? No. Well, I've been on TV. Great. Everyone's on TV now. Everyone's got a camera phone. Who cares? You know, it just goes back and forth. But what that is, though, is that is the ultimate desperation. Any professional I've run into, coaches, former coaches, they said, look, we know. And that's the trick about having coaches and sources who are friends, because I'm like, this is really hard. It's put this way. It's easy to rip Steve Adagio. It's not easy to rip someone you might have spent a lot more time with and have known for a while.
Does no
that
question.
Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's actually the hardest thing. What Luke has dealt with, what I've dealt with, what, you know, the kids paid in exchange was crazy to me. You know, that's just par for the course. I've had coaches tell me that is the sign of real desperation, that the more they strike out, the less they're thinking about their jobs and about what's important, and more that they're trying to find a scapegoat in you. And so they said, you know, try not to take it personally, because there's a lot, and we understand there's a lot of pressure in the coaching world too, but you chose it. This is as we chose this in media, which is not always great or secure and certainly not lucrative. We're masters of our own destiny, and if we dish it out, you know, we got to be able to take it. And so I take it, and that's fine.
Yeah, well said, man. Just don't talk about running downhill with Sean Payton. You know, that's stay away from that one, man.
You know what? If he wins, good on him. Be all the Belichick you want. You can, you know, I was a kid that Sean is kind of, you know, baby Parcells. You can do that. You bring a ring here. You get him to the big dance. You get to call the tune. But if you don't, it's going to wear thin. You're going to find out who your friends are pretty quickly. Now, they have, now, you know, he's got whatever, a $20 million contract in Walmart friends. Those are pretty big friends. But you can lose those pretty quick, too. And I think he knows that. I don't, and he's just a different cat.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's easier to take when he's winning. It's easy to take. Because I don't care. I don't have to be friends with him. He's not going to be at my house or anything. Although he's invited. I'd love to talk to him. That'd be fun.
But he could be your producer.
Yeah, you could be. Hey, there we go. That would be tough, though, man. He would be mean to me, Sean.
No, listen. That's a good question. No, I think that's – no, it's good. No.
Hey, what was this in myth number three, too? Like, what was that all about? Like, he has a book of myths? Because I've heard NFL coaches say playoff experience matters. So who wrote this myth book, I wonder?
I don't know. In some ways, though, and this is true of Deion, too, I find myself agreeing with Sean a lot more than I disagree. It's just kind of how they deliver the message.
True. You know, yeah. No, I'll give you that. Yeah.
And I would say that back to coaches. It doesn't have to be condescending. You don't have to be defensive about everything.
Right.
Not everyone is out to get you. I guarantee you, no one is waking up saying, how can I get so-and-so fired? And there are some of those people, but those people don't last long because people and readers can sniff out agendas. And I obviously, because I've been accused of that, obviously. They're like, oh, you're a prime, you're this, you're anti-CU. It's like, no. This is a mediocre football coach that you're paying $10 million, who's the highest paid public employee of the state. He walked into this. He took it. No one asked him to do this. They asked him to do it, but no one forced the conditions upon him, who has then set about bullying and codifying and trimming down and pushing and cajoling the message to his thing, which is not unusual. I covered Bill Snyder. I met people, the Hayden Fry tree. They've always hated media and independent media. But you're still there, and you got to keep coming. And again, if you dish it out, you got to take it. That's the back and forth. So, you know, we get it. It's fine.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. You're excellent. Love your stuff. And we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Good luck on the producer front.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, let me know if you hear from anybody. Seriously. Right. Homeless person on the street that has no experience, it's fine. Whatever.
All right. Yeah. I'll work on that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sean. Sean Keeler, Denver Post. Faith does say, wouldn't be the same without your banter. It's great.
Thank you, Faith.
Someone needs to go start a GoFundMe for Michael. That way you could be okay once you're gone.
You can start it either way.
Once you're fired from this job. Yeah, I mean, you didn't even get Keeling Me Softly. I actually tweeted it today. Quote, quotes, Keeling Me Softly, coming up next with Sean Keeler. And we didn't have it. So anybody listening that from that Twitter post, you played Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I wanted.
I didn't have it queued up.
I wanted, what is it, the Fugees? Is that who it is? Is it the Fugees?
I don't know. It's Lauryn Hill.
I wanted Lauryn Hill's Killing Me Softly intro, and you came in with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, you wanted the crappy version
of
the song.
No, that version's better. Lauryn Hill is amazing.
Terrible.
She's amazing. 41 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Would Michael be in on the hiring process? Texter here wants to
I'd
know.
Have to be the entire time.
For them to learn what not to do, yes. You would be in on that process. And that would be what I would tell them. Is I want you to watch everything he does and just know I'm looking for the exact opposite.
Then I will do everything correctly.
That would be, there is a first time for
and
everything.
And then they will do the exact opposite.
Well, that it's still fine. We're getting a lot of interest, though. A lot of interest. A lot of bites on this job. I haven't even put money out there or anything. Just, here's the qualifications. So, Michael, you should consider yourself very lucky that you have this job. You are a lucky man.
And I appreciate all the cheese and the crackers and the Mountain Dew you guys pay me.
Yeah. Not as often. I think I owe you some stuff still. I think I promised you like something a while ago and I still haven't delivered.
An orange Mountain Dew, I think.
Well, I got that for you like a week ago.
I'd like another one. I think you owe me like three pizzas.
Yeah, and you just like lay receipts on my desk. You just put a receipt on my desk one day because I owed you a pizza and you bought a pizza. No, I will go out and buy you a pizza, but not when I'm in the mood to do it. When I'm ready to give you a pizza.
Which is when?
When I don't know. That could strike any time. That
you'd be
mood
like, Micah, you're fired. Oh, darn it, the next day. Oh, darn it, I feel like buying Micah a pizza, but I lost
it. To be
his
honest
number.
With you, I thought I fired you before, and I just kind of forgot about it. So,
were you talking about a Milton situation?
Well, kind of, and I feel like I actually have told you that you're done here, and then it was just like we both forgot and just started work again the next day.
I thought you said that I was done in the meeting. I thought you were like, you're done.
Maybe.
I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go back and do some work.
And I think that was one of those where I was like, let's see if he takes it as a real firing and then he's gone the next day. Yay. But I didn't have the heart to actually do a full firing. And you obviously did not take it. So you came back into work. And I said, darn it, I screwed that one up. But we'll see if we can make this work.
Well, thankfully, the rest of the staff rejoiced because they needed me.
Tanner and Derbs are back there creating the Help Wanted app. I saw them doing it on a computer. And
the one that Tanner has. They're doing it on Tanner's computer.
Well, Tanner's computer's broken. It's been a hell of a day here. Tanner can't work. I know. What's different? But he really can't work today. Like, this is, if I thought Tanner didn't work before, like, with no computer, it's, like, really bad. He's bouncing basketballs around down the hallway, bugging Derbs, stealing all of his stuff. Like, he's actively not working. Like, he's trying to find things that are the opposite of working.
Yeah, it's actually really obnoxious.
Yeah.
I thought I was the obnoxious one here.
Correct. Let's get to what did we learn on the other side. It's the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back.
No Joker, no problem. Hear the Nuggets on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn today? We learned that we maybe already knew this. Sean Payton's like not a nice dude. He's not a cool guy. Not great. We learned that maybe the Nuggets are a playoff team without Joker, but they definitely, no, Joker's the best player on the planet. It's just easier with him. But I mad respect for those guys and what David Adelman is doing. We learned that maybe CSU's not going to be so good this week. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned that a lot of people are fraidy cats. When it comes to the Broncos, they're afraid that the Broncos are going to lose to the Bills. I think that they're
by
just,
a lot of people. Do you mean me? Is that what you're? Because I was
not
the one
necessarily.
Who specifically
I just
said
think that they don't think that the Broncos defense is as good as
I'm
it
telling
is.
Telling you, Wednesday Brady might be different than Thursday Brady. I don't know. Whatever. Today I'm feeling weird. All right,
picture on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Picture on Friday. Everybody knows that. You said, Chris, I foresee a sitcom here, much better than WKRP.
In Cincinnati.
Who plays who? I don't know. Who's a little golem guy, goblin dude from Lord of the Rings? That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado. Donkey.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.